The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله I welcome the dear viewers of Madani channel to another beautiful episode of the King of Baghdad الحمد لله عز وجل Throughout, we have been learning regarding the different life aspects of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. But today, call your children. They have to sit with you. Because today we're going to speak about some beautiful, beautiful aspects of the childhood of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Your child may be knowing some athletes, maybe some celebrities, maybe some sportsmen, some nice racers. Do the children really know about who are the true role models? Who are the true heroes? Do they know? If they do not know, they have to know. And you are the ones who are responsible to teach them. But your responsibility has become easier through Madani channel. Call them, let them watch this beautiful silsila, this beautiful episode in which we will highlight the childhood aspect of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. That the childhood of Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a miracle on its own. Watch the silsila from the beginning to the end. Get your children closer to you. Let them also attain the barakat of this beautiful program, the King of Baghdad. So before we get into the topic, a beautiful narration upon reciting durood on the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has said, The one who recites Durood Sharif upon me in abundance in this world will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Sallu al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala since birth. In fact, before his birth as well. There were glad tidings given to the father of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillah, we are proud to be the followers and lovers of such a brilliant personality, such a friend of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, none other than Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Now, the birth, the childhood, the adulthood, The whole life of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is miraculous. There are points for us to take, points for us to learn, points for our inspiration and motivation in every stage of the life of Piran-e-Pir, Dastagir, Ghaus-e-Azam, Ghaus-e-Thaqalain, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Once a veiled woman, a woman in parda, came to a certain darbar, came to a certain court of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something wrapped. And that something was an infant baby. It was actually a corpse of a child. A young boy approached, showing some sympathy towards that woman, asked that, Oh woman, why do you look so sad and what is this in your hand? The woman replied, This is my child. And just before his birth, the child's father passed away. The father really wanted to see the child, see the beauty of his own lineage. But unfortunately, the father died. Now he is the only sign of my husband, my deceased husband. And unfortunately, I have lost him as well. He has died. I heard about this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I've come to this court and I expect that inshallah azza wa jal, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very vast and through the barakat of my arrival to this court of this blessed wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not go empty-handed. The wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in his room, and he had told the women that, wait here, I will come, be patient. But the child had come there and the whole conversation took place. After that whole conversation, the child said that, oh women, your child is not dead, he's alive. Allahu Akbar. The women, with full confidence, unwrapped the infant and saw that the child was alive. The child was happy. The child is playing with his hands and feet. SubhanAllah. Meanwhile, that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom the woman had actually come to see, had come out. And the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understood exactly what had happened there. Now this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out his stick and ran behind the child who had shown this miracle, and said that from this young age you have already started showing your supernatural powers bestowed to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this aged wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is running behind a young boy. This young boy runs and enters into a graveyard. As he enters into the graveyard, the old wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that aged wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also follows and enters into the graveyard. The child calls upon, oh, the people of graveyard, help me. 300 people who had died, they come out of their graves and come stand in front of the child as a shield. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Looking at this, that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh child, I submit in front of your powers. I leave it. I submit in front of your powers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you extraordinary powers. SubhanAllah. Such a wonderful miracle. At such a small age, the child was none other than Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And that aged wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the maternal grandfather of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sheikh Abdullah Soma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. SubhanAllah. What a miraculous child. What a miraculous childhood. I will mention to you few miracles of the childhood of Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's mother would say Alhamdulillah after she had sneezed, and Huzur Ghawsa Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was still in the womb of the mother, it used to be heard from the womb, Yarhamukillah. The reply of sneeze would be given by Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi even before he was born. He is in the womb of the mother and is replying to the sneeze of the mother. Listen to another beautiful narration regarding the childhood of Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That Sayyidina Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came into this world on Monday, the first of Ramadan al-Mubarak, at the time of dawn. His lips were moving slowly, and it was heard that Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was saying, Allah, Allah. He was making a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he came into the world. On the day of his birth, 1,100 boys were born in that very same town. And they all became wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all became friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghawsul Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi kept his first fast. Now I'm speaking to the children. When was your first fast? Do you remember? Or when do you intend to fast for the first time? 5 years of age, 6 years of age? Or the adults as well? When was your first fast? Do you remember? You must be remembering. Maybe some 8 years, some 9 years, some 7 years. But this was one day old, not even a day old. As he was born, it was the time of fasting. So since the first day of his birth, Sayyiduna Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in the state of fasting. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. When Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was made to sit with a saint, with a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to practice the recitation of the Holy Quran. So this teacher, the saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taught him to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As he told Huzur Ghawsa Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to repeat, سيدنا غوث اعظم رحمه الله تعالى عليه started from. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سوره الفاتحه. The first sipara. First part of the Holy Quran. Alif Lam Mim. Second para, Sayyakulu Sufaha. Third para, fourth, fifth, sixth, until he recited 18 parts, 18 siparas of the Holy Quran. The teacher is shocked. Oh child, how do you know that? Allahu Akbar. The child said that when I was in the womb of my mother would recite and I would learn. The teacher said, recite more. He said that my mother would recite, she had memorized 18 paras. So I have memorized 18 paras. If she had recited more, I would have known more. What a miracle. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We see many huffaz, mashallah, from a very young age, maybe 12 years old, 13 years old, 9 years old, they have completed the hijz of the Holy Quran. But look at this child born as a hafiz of 18 paras. Subhanallah. Shouldn't this be a motivation for the children who are doing hijz, that yes, we want to act upon the footsteps of Huzur Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We will become firm huffaz inshallah ta'ala. We will become good qaris and the reciters of the Holy Quran. At the same time, this is a lesson for the parents as well. That see, such a blessed mother reciting Quran when the child is in her womb, and the effect is seen in the child. So as parents, we need to make sure that we do what is best for our child. Because the child will do what you say, but he will do what you do. He will do more. What you say, he will abide, inshallah ta'ala, if he's an obedient child. But what will be more effective are your actions. What you do, the child will copy. You lie, the child will lie. But if you're truthful, the child will be truthful. Now the mother was a hafiza of 18 paras. So this child became hafiz of 18 paras. So if the mother is used to wearing scarf, wearing hijab, doing shar'i parda, inshallah the daughter will follow the footsteps. If the mother, if the father, they are good reciters of the Holy Quran, the child will follow. If the mother, the father are fond of worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the children will follow inshallah ta'ala. If the parents are fond of watching Madani channel, the children will watch Madani channel. If the parents are fond of learning Ilmadeen, the child will develop that interest of learning Ilmadeen. But if the parents are fond of doing all sorts of evils, so what good can be expected from the children? Illa mashallah. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them specially. Inshallah, everything is possible. But speaking on the point of view that the children take from their parents, so we should give them what is good for them through our words and through our actions as well. Let us become practical examples for our children. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will become practical examples for their children. So we leave and we start a trend of a good legacy inshallah ta'ala, so that once we die, we have such a generation which will remember us for the good words. And hence, they will inshallah make dua for us. They will pray for us. And inshallah, they will make Isa al-Sawab for us. Look at another beautiful incident of the childhood of Sayyidina Ghawse-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that whenever he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would intend to play, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would hear a divine voice, "O Abdul Qadir, we have not created you for this. We have not been created for this." Subhanallah, when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to go to the madrasa, a voice would be heard saying, "Make place, give room, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what a miraculous child this was. What an amazing child this was. Such miracles, starting from birth. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we try our best to act upon the teachings and the footsteps of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Miracles were there, many miracles were there, in childhood, in adulthood, in old age, there were miracles. But the best miracle, and the miracle which can be said the master of all the miracles, was the steadfastness of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Never did he move away from the teachings of Sharia. Never did he move away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He was obedient to Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And thus, the mercy and the blessing of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were upon the child. An amazing incident about Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That once a man came into the honorable court of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and complained that his wife was suffering through epilepsy. Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi responded, whisper in her ear that Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi commands that depart from Baghdad. And he commands to the sickness that go away from Baghdad, and as a result, she was cured instantly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. These days, the matter of coronavirus has become very frightening for many people. Everywhere people are talking about this virus. And yes, this virus has done a lot of damage as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from all sorts of diseases, from all sorts of viruses, especially this coronavirus, the COVID-19. Those who are suffering, those who have become the victims of coronavirus, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them quick recovery inshallah, and Allah ta'ala protect us from this virus and other viruses like this inshallah. But there was a plague, there was a virus at the time of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and that virus took many lives as well. Many people became victims of that virus and died. But look, what was the barakat of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? What was the blessing and the karamat, the miracle of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? That Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi received the complaint and was requested that give us some sort of relief, give us some sort of solution to fight this virus, to protect ourselves from this virus. Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, tell the people to come and eat the grass which grows around my madrasa. Let them eat that grass and drink the water from my well. They will be cured. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. This is what happened. Those people were cured. People started attaining shifa. People were getting better through eating the grass surrounding at the darbar, at the madrasa of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They were drinking the water from the well of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and they were getting better. What a blessed miracle was this. But at the very same time, I would like to give this message to the viewers of Madani Channel, that at the time of coronavirus, at the time of diseases, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We should make dua through the sadaqah and wasila of such personalities, of such friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But along with that, we should take all the necessary precautions. Wash our hands. Frequently gargle and rinse our mouth and nose. Avoid touching things unnecessarily. When social distancing is required, abide by the matter of social distancing. Wherever mask is required, make sure you wear your mask. Make sure you keep control on hygiene. Make sure you keep washing your hands. You use sanitization. You keep yourself hydrated inshallah ta'ala. Use the precautions. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us relief from this situation inshallah azza wa jal. Once Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was walking on a riverside. He saw a woman weeping. The woman was sad. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi approached and asked, "O woman, why are you sad? What's wrong with you?" The woman said, "It has been 12 years that my son, who was coming with his bride, the whole marriage procession was coming through the river. The entire boat sank inside. None of them returned. All of them died. But those wounds, that sadness, it is still fresh in my heart. I am not able to overcome it. That was my only hope. I have no one else with me." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi instantly raised his hands and made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he made the dua, there was a bit of silence. Nothing really happened at that time. This great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his hands again. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is this delay? Allahu Akbar, a voice was heard that, oh my beloved, oh the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not that your call is not answered, it is not that your prayer is not answered, there is a system of everything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, the earth and the sky could be made just on the command, but there is wisdom over everything. So the boat has sunk many years ago, so they bones, their remains are being gathered, everything else is being gathered, and shortly the procession will come on top of the river and they will return soon. Even before the hands of Ghaus-e-Azam would come down, before that conversation would get over, subhanallah, the boat was visible and it was coming again. After 12 years, what a miracle of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, nikala hai pehle to dube huo ko, aur ab dubto ko bacha Ghaus-e-Azam. Ya Ghaus-e-Azam, oh our master, you have saved those who are drowned. But ya Shaykh, now we are drowning in the oceans of sins. Save us now. Come to our help. Now here, we see what was the excellence of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. But along that, there might be a question coming into the minds of people, basically a satanic whisper, that how is it possible that a person can bring dead back to life? That's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you bring someone in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ma'adallah. That's a satanic whisper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the capability and the power of performing such actions to his chosen ones. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who do such actions do not do it out of their own power. It is the power bestowed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this concept, this belief, is the belief taught to us by the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran regarding Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, in which Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam says that I cure people, I bring the dead back to life. It is stated in Surah Ali Imran, verse 49, that Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam said, wa ubri'ul akmaha wal abrasa wa uhyil mawta bi'idhnillah. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I revive the dead by Allah's command. So this concept is actually the belief of the Holy Quran. So if somebody refutes this belief, if somebody has made his mind that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives death, and someone who can revive the dead back to life, I do not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the power, ma'adallah, that is objection against the belief of the Holy Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the beliefs taught to us by the awliya Allah, the beliefs taught to us by our ancestors in the light of Quran and Sunnah. Now a brilliant scientific fact. Albert Einstein, yes, you may have heard the name before. He has been labeled as the most leading scientist, and he has said, I have seen a galaxy through a radio telescope, which is 20 million light years away from us. Light which travels at a speed of 1,086,000 miles per second will reach there in 20 million years. I would not be able to find out where the border of the universe is even if I live for a million years. This is the statement of a scientist called Albert Einstein, one of the leading scientist according to the scientist. But look at the shan and the excellence of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huzur Ghausul Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, nadartu ila biladillahi jam'an كَخَرْدَلَةٍ عَلَىٰ حُكْمِ اتِّصَالِ. The cities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in my sight, just like a mustard seed on my palm. What Albert Einstein claims that I cannot comprehend, the boundaries of the universe, even if I live for a million years, Huzur Ghausey Pak says that it is in front of my palm, like a mustard seed, I can see it all. This is through a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is through the authorities blessed upon this individual, upon this personality by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more love of Sayyidina Huzur Ghausey Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that love can come to that extent that may we create this passion in ourselves that we want to act upon the footsteps of Sayyidina Ghausey Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we listen about the life of Sayyidina Ghausey Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about his miracles, about his childhood, about his steadfastness. We listen about many things, especially today. We have heard about the childhood, the miraculous childhood of Sayyidina Ghausey Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But the point is that yes, we do listen regarding the life history of many awliya Allah. We listen about them, we listen about the miracles, and we also mesmerize ourselves with that. In fact, it is our love which demands to hear about them, and it's a very good sign. It's a sign of a believer that we love all those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the ulama-i kiram have said that where the mention of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. So that's very good that we listen about them, we hear about them, but the main target should be that we implement the life lessons into our lives. We take lessons from their biographies, we take lessons from their tasks, their journeys and what they went through, and we try to implement that into our lives. Then only we will be said that yes, we are Qadiris, we are lovers of Awliya Allah, verbally and practically. Especially today's episode was regarding the childhood of Sayyidina Ghausey Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And as I mentioned in the beginning, that there was an impact on how the mother was, on how the father was, regarding the birth of Sayyidina Huzur Ghausey Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We heard that since childbirth, he was a boy, he was a baby, he was full of miracles, reciting 18 paras. That's because of the tarbiyat, that's because the parents trained themselves in a way in which Ghausey Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also positively affected. So we can positively affect our children. We can create a legacy which can last in our generations for years, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe, we do not know, but the example we set for them, there might be many ulama-i karam from our generations. There might be mufassireen, muhaddiseen, muftiyane kiram from our generations. There will be those people who will be leaders of the Muslim ummah in our coming generations. And do you think that if you have ulama in your generations, you will be left alone on the Day of Judgment? No. Inshallah, we will attain the special rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be special karam upon us on the Day of Judgment. So it starts now that we set ourselves as an example for our children. At the same time, it is also a time where the children should take this example, the children should take this lesson and be obedient towards their parents. They should make their mission from now that inshallah azza wa jal, I want to act upon the footsteps of these real role models of Islam. Instead of following social media celebrities, instead of following athletes or soccer players or cricket players, etc., they should set their mind that the role models are those role models who not only will make my dunya better, but they will make my akhirah better as well. Those are true role models, real role models. So children, adults, youngsters should recognize whom to follow from this age. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in future when you have your children, you will give them the very same which you have put in your mind now. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, when you stay connected with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, through Madani channel, through Istima'at, through Madani Qafilas, inshallah, you will get this mindset. For the parents, send your children to Madarisul Madina. Make niyat that I will send my child to Jamiatul Madina. That's where they will get these mindsets, inshallah ta'ala. So let's make intention that not only verbally, but actually we will be practical followers of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep watching the beautiful silsila, the King of Baghdad. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.